Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Greatly appreciated. Hi, my name's Keith Teedy. I'm the host of New Media Central podcast. And this week, I'm talking about the revolution. I started my website and my podcast back in 2013. And on my homepage of my website, newmediacentral.org, it says, "Welcome to the revolution." That's my thing. That's my big thing, the homepage. And there's a whole long written narrative about the revolution. So it's been coming for a long time. We need to realize that it is a revolution and act and proceed accordingly. And what that means is a lot of things are going to happen. A lot of changes are going to happen. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are going to rip our government apart, and it's going to be not good. A lot of people are going to be pissed, and a lot of people are going to fight it. So we're going to go through a revolution. We're going to start with the people who weaponize the justice system. We're going to root all them out, and we're going to take care of the situation. We're going to go beyond there. I heard Jen Psaki the other day say, well, the politicians are just going to have to relearn how to think. They can't understand that their way is not working anymore. It is a referendum on them. We don't want that shit anymore. And so they just don't get it. And they're going to fight. And they are powerful. We know that. It's a powerful machine. So there's going to be some battles, and we have to be prepared for that. So kick back, relax. Hope you enjoy it. We are witnessing a revolution right now. This is the revolution that I've been talking about since September 17th, 2013, which is when I posted my first podcast on New Media Central. The first page of my website from back in the day is, the title is, "It's Time for a Revolution." New Media Central is dedicated to the revolution that's taken place in America. This revolution is like other revolutions in our country's past. We are Americans, and when the insanity gets to the point where the majority feels like, this isn't right, and we buck the system and get things back on track. There are so many things going on right now in this country that don't pass the smell test, specifically government, big business, and the mainstream media. So our aim at New Media Central is to make available all the information needed to further this cause and this revolution and save this country from its current leadership in Washington, D.C. We believe that our country's leaders are moving this country in a direction that is in opposition to what the people of the country want. The will of the people is still the law of the country, and we intend to ensure it remains on the top priority for all elected officials. And then down near the bottom, I go, it seems like it could be scary. A revolution? It's not really scary. It's exciting. We're going to change back to a time when this country was the top of everything. And we were that way because all the people who live here, all of the people who live here are pushing the cart, which was also the name of my first podcast back in 2013. And was why I started the podcast. I just got so sick and tired of mamby-pamby little weenie boys and girls, men and women. I can't do that. It's too hard. don't not try anything. So the other way of saying that is try everything that's hard. If you see something that you want to get done, do it. If it seems like it's too hard, do it anyway. Well, here's a couple of side things. This, I was going to change my website around a little bit, but I'm not going to because the sidebars have little sayings on them like, don't sweat the small stuff. Do sweat the important details, no matter how small, and learn to tell the difference. Another one is, find your passion. Spend the rest of your life defining it. If you want to do something, but you're afraid, you can't do it, try it anyway. If you want to bad enough, you'll find a way. Okay. I'm seeing all kinds of weird shit going on with this website. And that's part of the deal. That's part of what I'm talking about here. The elitists, the machine, and all of its tentacles throughout our country have decided they're going to just get rid of the old shit that don't count anymore. Some of it does, some of it doesn't. But the shit that counts, and I'm using my website right now as an example, they tried to shut me off. it got to the point where on this newmediacentral.org, if you put that in your address bar, it would say, this website is not up, it's forthcoming. They haven't stolen my name, newmediacentral.org. They haven't stolen that yet because I've done what needs to be done to make sure they don't, according to their laws and the way they do things. But they did take my website down.
So I'm working on it.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be better than it was before, but it's still going to be the old kind. It's not going to look like all the fancy websites you see online right now that are just stupid. It's going to be straight to the point and super simple. It's not going to be complex. It's going to come up so quickly, you're going to go, whoa. So, yeah. So we are witnessing a revolution at its very beginning. And we're going to start off with finding the people who weaponized the DOJ and punishing them for their illegal acts.
All the people who were involved in weaponizing the justice system against Trump need to be held accountable.
So we do know some of them. I'm going to make us just a short list here. Letitia James, she's the New York Attorney General. She brought forth a civil fraud case against Trump for what she said was inflating the real estate prices of his properties so that he could get bigger loans. They had Mar-a-Lago, easily worth $250 million. Where it sits, the property it's on, the golf course, everything, $250 million. They said it's really only worth $18 million. That's insane. I want those people to go down there and try to buy a piece of property for $18 million and see what they get. That's crazy. Okay. F. Letitia James. She's one of them. We're going to find her, and we're going to do what needs to be done to her. Fannie Willis. She's the Fulton County prosecutor that's after Trump for election interference. What a... Remember, she had that boyfriend that she was spending all her campaign funds on and taking trips. The hypocrisy is crazy. It's off the chart. And we're going to change it. We're going to find her, too. I did read that she got reelected to her spot as a county prosecutor. Well, I've talked about that before, too, how these people get in position. The machine makes it sound good for the people who are voting. And these people get in. We're getting them out. We have Jack Smith. He was assigned a special prosecutor over the January 6th Capitol attack when they tried to overthrow the election, they claim. And mishandling of documents at Mar-a-Lago. He had two of them going there. We all know what that is. It's BS. First of all, as Trump said all along, when he was president, he can declassify anything he wants to. The ones that he had in his possession were declassified by him while he was in office. And the ones that Joe Biden had, he didn't get when he was president. He got when he was vice president. So he doesn't have that ability to declassify. So basically, Joe Biden's are classified, and he took them illegally. Donald Trump's, the ones they got at Mar-a-Lago, he had declassified them. They're not illegal. You can do whatever he wants with them. So that's BS. We know that. And then Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan district attorney who tried to get Trump on a hush money deal with Stormy Daniels, and they actually found him guilty. So now they could say he's a convicted felon, but he's not really. And they quit saying it. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
In this country, we pick people who represent us, but that's not happening. So we need to find out who these people are. And then when we get them on their knees, Letitia James and Jack Smith and all of them, anybody that was involved in the weaponization of the justice system, and when they're on their knees, then we're going to ask them, who are you getting your marching orders from? And make it public where that thread ends up. Maybe Obama, maybe Nancy Pelosi, maybe Putin. Shoot, we don't know. Maybe the Russians are running this country. But whoever it is, we got to find out. And we take them all down. And we have to be merciless. We have to say, no, you did a really bad thing here. Really bad. And it's against this country. And they're always going to say, but we didn't do anything wrong. Because they don't. They, in their mind, they think what they're doing is the right thing. They're doing the good work. That's what they think. So that begs the question, who does make the rules? Who does decide right and wrong in this country? Well, I can tell you, it's the majority, 51%, to get right down to it. 51% of this country rules. We make all the rules. And if our representatives aren't doing it that way, we find new representatives. And actually, you know, maybe for a year or so, everything's a referendum. Everything, like what happens to these people, goes to a vote of the whole country. So what do we do with these people? Well, I'd hate to be them people right now, to be honest. Because it's coming. It's coming to that. The majority of this country rules. And right now with our representative system, we're hoping that our representatives represent us properly. But if they're not, we need to fix it.